and welcome to the Monu Pubcast. Today, we're talking about a topic for all publishers, whether you are a veteran of running ads on your site or just starting out with AdSense on a new blog.
Either way, it doesn't take much time to quickly see how multifaceted this industry really is. One of those facets that largely determines the highs and lows of ad revenue is
seasonality.
Today, we will be breaking down each season of the year to show what drives revenue in which months.
Yeah, and let's start out by first understanding how advertisement campaigns work. Generally, campaigns run in the 30 to 90 day duration. So 30-day campaigns are vastly more popular and follow this cycle. In the beginning days of the month, the campaign is ramping. The following weeks afterward are high performing and run on filling a revenue spent quota. This means that near the end of the month, when the campaign is about to expire, any revenue remaining in the budget needs to be spent. This additional money makes the value, or CPM, of an ad much greater than it was at the beginning of the month, resulting in peak performance. Now we're going to look into how these monthly low to high campaigns embed into the larger seasonal cycle.
All right, so January kicks off the first quarter of the year, but first, as far as quarters go, is certainly not the best.
No.
This is the industry's poorest performing quarter, with purchase prices for your ads likely at the lowest you're going to see all year.
Yeah.
This mainly is because Q1 is in the shadow of its praised and much beloved sister, Q4,
yeah,
who we'll talk about in a bit, leaving advertisers' pockets pretty bare. Not only are advertisers' pockets bare, but so are consumers. So pushing a lot of money to advertise to an audience who's already wincing at their credit card statements doesn't prove super worthwhile.
Right.
Yeah.
So advertisers are, one, not going to have large budgets to spend during Q1, and two, won't have a significant amount of demand, which means the volume of ads loading on your site will also likely decrease. This leads us to the two most common questions we hear during these first 3 months of the year.
How long will rates stay this low?
And
why do I see occasional blank spaces where an ad should load?
Yeah.
Rates typically stay low anywhere from mid-February to early March. This makes for some painful drawn-out weeks in January, waiting desperately to see that uptick. Our yield team does a lot of proactive work right after the December holiday season to readjust bidding parameters that squeeze the most juice from this already kind of squeezed lemon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next up, we're looking at months April, May, and June, or quarter two.
Yep.
We see the first weeks of this quarter follow typical beginning quarter patterns where performance always starts out low.
Yeah.
Each advertiser's budget is projected over a quarter's time, with campaigns starting about the second week in and ending with about 2 to 3 weeks prior to the quarter ending.
Mm-hmm.
This typical pattern is very clear in Q2, and we see good earnings because of that. As the end of June nears, we see performance begin to taper.
Yep. Which leads us to our summer quarter,
yes.
Q3. So July, August, and September bring the second slowest quarter of the year. This is primarily due to more people heading on vacation, spending more time outside off of their computers, and overall fewer commercial holidays for advertisers to anchor budgets around. So this is the same until back-to-school campaigns ride in as the knight on the white horse for your sites.
Yes. Yep.
Cranks it back up.
Let us now talk about the favorite child of the season family. Drumroll, please. The fourth quarter.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's a crisp fall chill in the air, and across the globe, we're all snuggling up under blankets and pulling our laptops close, and the combo of this more online-focused audience, along with the back-to-back-to-back holiday-filled months, yep, means that advertisers' pockets are deep. Typically, by the end of October, early November, we begin to see revenue climbing higher above any other rates in the year. This will trend up until about a few days before Christmas, as at that time, advertisers know that consumers have finished their shopping. That remainder of December is quiet and the peak selling season has come to an end, and rates begin to drop back toward their dreaded quarter one lows.
Yeah, all happens all over again.
Yep.
We consumers, we've run out of money. Advertisers, they know we're out of money and they don't have as much money, so it starts all over again.
Yep.
Luckily, that quarter four keeps coming around though, so
That's right.
we hold on to that. Well, I hope that as you're experiencing either your first full year in this industry or writing out your seventh and getting ready and excited to go into that quarter four, or you're hanging on during quarter one, that this has given you a bit more insight into the overall ebbs and flows that the year can bring. We wish there was a revenue faucet that we could just turn and make flow for all of our publishers all year long regardless, but even our amazing, fantastic team at Monumetric is bound by the concept that is seasonality.
Yes, well, have a great day, and thanks for listening to the Monu Pubcast,
helping you pursue your passion profitably. Tepidly, topically, typically,
timidly,
rates timidly. Oh my gosh. There has to be a reason. It's all madness. We're getting so much better at that.